Good morning. Act right. Hey, y'all. Good morning. You too, act right. Y'all, my hair is growing. Y'all, I'm going to have a little afro. I'm going to have a cute afro in a minute. When my mother was, because I have a lot of my mother's features, my mother was younger. Man, she could rock the fro. So we'll see where it go. I don't know if it's going to fall like that, but I'm going to let it grow. Look at the curves. It is growing like insurmountably too. Hey, Tiff. Hey, B. Look at all this hair I have back here. It's crazy. I was looking at some reels that had dropped. Y'all start sharing the video and then I'm going to get into the word. I was looking at some reels I had dropped maybe about a month ago, maybe about 6 weeks ago. And I did not have this much hair on those reels. And I was like, dang, my hair is growing. So I'm grateful for growth. I got a thing I'm going to publish. I had published it, then I took it back. So I'm going to drop it this week. I have to always make sure that when I drop things or publish things, that I'm publishing them with good motives and good intentions. And sometimes my heart don't be right. And so one of the things I always do is I do a heart check to make sure the intention of whatever it is I'm going to publish or do represents and reflects what God wants me to share and not what my mood is in the moment. So God had given me something about growth when I was looking at my hair and I was like, man, my hair is really grown. And God was like, yeah, sometimes we don't really notice growth. And I was like, God, dog. But that doesn't mean you're not growing. And I was like, man, sometimes we don't pay attention to it. Especially if we have been conditioned, y'all, come on, keep sharing. Especially if we have been conditioned to mutter our wrongs. Gonna get you some, because you needed that. Gonna get you some of it. You need that. Especially if we have been conditioned to mutter our wrongs. And so if I've been conditioned to mutter, if you ain't see last week, you won't understand what we're talking about. You need to go back and watch it. Especially if we've been conditioned to mutter our wrongs. If I've been conditioned to mutter my wrongs, then what's going to happen is I won't notice. I'm not going to say nothing. See, my flesh was about to supersede my spirit. Shh, Lakeisha, shh. Don't say a word. Don't respond. Forget what you saw. It don't matter. It's irrelevant in the moment. It is not helpful. See, that's how I had to talk to myself when my mouth want to supersede, when I see things that don't make sense. To me, anyway. And so when we are conditioned to mutter our wrongs more than we are conditioned to mutter our right. To mutter our rights. Come on, y'all, share the video. More than we are conditioned to mutter our rights, right? More than we are conditioned to look for the things that we do well, that we do good. When we are conditioned that way, we will not know how we're growing. If this is your first time on the devotional, you haven't been here this for a while, welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Lakeisha, or like my friends love, like my friends call me LMJ, and you're my friend, so call me LMJ. You do not have to be formal here. You do not have to come here in a formal God process. You get to just be here. You get to just exist. You get to be yourself. So welcome to this community of believers that is growing in grace in Jesus Christ. You get to be authentic here. And if you haven't learned your authentic or true self, then my prayer for you today is that you learn your authentic and true self, that you learn really who you are and who God created you to be. Hey, Tamika, we miss you too. Who God created you to be and who that person is, and not that version of you that was handed to you by someone else, because many of us have been, and we don't even realize we operate in it. Many of us have been handed a version of us that was not the way God uniquely created us. Or sometimes a version of us is handed to us when we are in survival mode. Sometimes a version is handed to us, hey, Bev Bev. Sometimes, hey, Jala. Sometimes a version is handed to us when we've been through crisis. This is why I always tell people, when they are in a crisis or coming out of a crisis, don't go do nothing new right away, because typically we don't realize we're operating in a set of emotions that may be feeling right, but isn't right in the moment. So just remember that. So I want y'all to do something with me this morning. And you got to get with me. You got to get with me this morning, because it's going to be a little different than probably something you ever did. So I was in the bathroom. There was a song that we used to sing. There's a song that we used to do in school. And I was in the bathroom this morning, and I was thinking about the effects that this song had on my day. So just follow me, right? So we would go, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, right? And then if you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet, right? And then if you're happy and you know it, when I was at school, we would say hooray. And then if you're happy and you know it, when we were at church, we would say amen, right? So you can say hooray or man. So I need you to just go with me on this, because here is something that God, hey, Mary, Jay, hey, Jay, thank you for telling me. And so God showed me something this morning about perspective. Woo! And he said to me, he said, in those moments, you didn't know if you were happy or not. Because a lot of times as kids, we can't gauge our emotions or feelings. He said, but what would happen to you at the end of the song is you would change your perspective. So what that taught me, come on, y'all, what that taught me was, is that I really get to choose joy. And I remember that we would be in class, and if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come on, clap with me. And we clap, right? And we, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Boom, boom. If you're happy and you know it. And man, by the time we got to hooray, we would get so loud. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. Hooray. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. Hooray. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. And I was like thinking of this morning, the Lord was showing me that. He said, regardless of whatever was going on around you, woo, this song would change your perspective, and you would not focus on anything else that was wrong in that moment. And we just lost it. So can I tell you something? As an adult, you in control of your happy. And as an adult, you get to choose joy. So this morning while I was doing my makeup and getting myself, nothing around you gets to, you might need to carry that at work. You might need to take that at work this morning when you get to work, if you're working in a tough workplace, and just start going, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And you can make it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. You can turn it up. You can do it higher. If you're happy and you know it, and your face surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Because guess what? What I mutter matters. Woo! Come on. God won't let me leave that What I mutter matters, and no one else is responsible for your joy. Woo! No one else is responsible for how you feel. No one else is in control of your feelings. No, put it in your notes from this point on. No one else gets to control how my day goes. Come on, come on, put it in your notes. From this point on, no one else gets to control how my day goes. Ooh, from this point on, no one else. Because if you start making verbal declarations towards what you want, don't want to see, can I tell you something? Things will start happening for you differently. Ooh. There are some things that you're not declaring enough on. There's some things that you're not saying enough. There's some things that you're not aggressive enough. But from this point on, no one gets to control how my day goes. Woo! No one. I told a good friend of mine who was struggling with something. They had shared something with some people, and the thing that they shared, people didn't like. Woo! Well, then after they shared it, they were being responsible for everyone else's emotions. And I said to them, I said, I need to tell you something. You are not responsible for how people respond to what you shared. You are only responsible for how you share it. Woo! You are only responsible for how you communicate. If you communicate this in truth, if you communicate this in love, someone else's response to this situation, someone else's response to this situation has absolutely nothing to do with you. You are spending too much time trying to manage another person's emotions. And when you spend time trying to manage another person's emotions, what happens is it begins to pull you down, because they are the one that determines their happiness. They are the woman that determines their joy. They are the one that determines their response. They are. You cannot manage another person's emotions. It will drag you down and pull you into a place that you are not in control of. And so guess what you get to do? You get to make a decision, woo, to show up in what you feel in that moment and not with it. Think of how much time we have spent allowing where someone else is to impact how we go through. Why do you think the Lord gave us a scripture that said, do everything without murmuring and complaining? He had to have an understanding that murmuring and complaining alters your perspective and changes what you do. See, I'm gonna go myself. He had to have a perspective that murmuring and complaining alters your perspective and changes what you do. And you'll make it holy, but it's still murmuring and complaining. What? Because you're not choosing joy. You'll make it holy and it's still murmuring, but you're so fixated on the problem that you forgot the source. I was saying this morning, I said, I'm not in control of another person's actions. I'm not in control of another person's doing. I'm not in control of what somebody else does. And we spend so much time fixated on another person's behavior that we miss the opportunities to be fixed on the source. I'm going to write this in my own notes. Lord, you are the source. Woo! Holy Spirit, help me to remain fixated on who my true source is. God said, I'll supply. Bev, God said, I'll supply. Bev, God said, I'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. That means a need that we have, God can't not meet, because he's total supply. Listen, that means a need that you have, there is not God cannot meet, because he is total supply. And when you realize that he is the source and you tap into the source, can I tell you something? The scripture says, you can't ask me for a fish and I give you a snake. Woo! He ain't that kind of God. Woo! Free us today. Liberate us today. Take us away and take us out of ourselves. Take us out of the dependency of the things that we have kept and leaned in and trusted in. Forgive us for trusting in our own way and trusting more in people than we have trusted in you. When you are the source. Woo! My God. When you are the source. When you say to me, I'm total, or like one of my friends prayed over me. He said, I'm praying that God give you perpetual supply for every area of ministry. When you are the source, that means you are my joy. When you are the source, that means you are my peace. When you are the source, that means you are the love that I need. When you are the source, that means you are the provider. That means when you are the source, woo! I got to focus. Come on, Crystal. Crystal said it before I get out. I need to focus more on your faithfulness. I'm finna go. Than on what I do not have. Bye. That's how I feel like I want to just shut everything down. Bye. I need to focus more on your faithfulness. I need to focus probably more on the last time you pulled me out. Woo! I need to focus on the last bailout. I need to focus. If I have forgotten, then I need to focus on the last time you made a way. If I have forgotten, then I need to focus on the last time you dealt with my enemies. And if I've forgotten, I need to remember that you even told me, fret not thyself unto evildoers. I ain't even supposed to be spending no time on my Can I help y'all who may be consumed and overwhelmed right now by what people are doing? That is not where your focus is supposed to be. We have been taught that again and again and again in church. And we go into heavy spiritual warfare when really what the Lord is asking us to do is just get in my bosom. Woo! Can I show you just perspective, how he showed it to me? I just wasn't even where I was going. I guess I'm gonna get to the other scripture. Can I show you in perspective what he showed me? Come on, because y'all quote it all the time. The one, and this is the CSB version, this is the protection of the Most High, right? You, he who dwelleth, she who dwelleth in the secret place, Lakeisha who dwelleth in the secret place. But I want to read it to you out this version because it's different and it makes me think different. It says, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and fortress, my God in whom I trust, he himself, I don't rescue myself. He himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you. Can I tell you something? There, God has been, you ain't ready. God has been trying to cover you from the effects of your enemy. Cover you so you ain't got to see it. That's how he showed me. Cover you so you don't have to deal with it. Cover you. God has been trying to cover you from the effects of your enemies. But because you think you got to wage war against everything. All my life, I done had to fight. Because you think you got to wage war against everything. All my life, I done had to fight. Like, because you had to wage war against everything, he covering you, and then you uncovering yourself. Because you want to see. You want to see him wage war. You want to see him deal with your enemy. Hide me from the effects of it. Because sometimes what you see will be more harmful. Sometimes what you know is more, Yara. Sometimes what you know is more harmful. Sometimes what you see is more harmful. Sometimes what you involved in is more harmful. Sometimes where you at, Tiffany, that's been my prayer, Lord. I don't even have to know. I don't have to know how you deal with them. I don't know how. I don't have to know. I don't even want to know. Because sometimes what you experience, sometimes what you see, sometimes what you know, you begin to mutter and meditate on. And that stuff gets in you. And you don't even realize it, that it's becoming the source of your prayers instead of God being the source. When he said, do good to those that spitefully use you. He said, bless them, because that's what's going to heap the coal on their head. But you fixated in war when you need to be hidden. He said, I'll cover you with my feathers. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror at night. Can I tell you something? Sometimes what you engaged in, it is what has you living in an alter perspective, woo, of what God really longs to do with you in a season. My God. And you at war and God said, I'm trying to hide you. And you at war, and God said, no, I'm trying to hide. Right now, I just need to protect you from all this. I just need you to sit back. I just need you to lay in the covering. I just need you to lay in the covering. You're going to contend with those who contend with me if I understand your nature and your character. Woo! You're going to contend with those. But you also, if I understand your nature and character, when the scripture comes and they asked about separating the wheat from the tare, he said, let me handle that. Woo! Because I can bless who I want to bless. Woo! What you going to do with the situation where the enemy doesn't turn out the way that you hoped it would because you've been waiting on God because you only know the discipline nature of God. You don't know the grace of God. And what you're going to do when the plan for your enemy is for the discipline nature of God. God, this was personally to me. When and then what God gives them is the grace of God. Because his grace is what's going to change their heart. Let me read it to you again. It says, he himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He himself, he's going to do this. David is testifying to the type of protector that God is. He said, he's going to cover you with his feathers. You'll take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror at night, the arrows that fly by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noonday. Sometimes we are in fear because we are not allowing him to protect us under his feathers and his wings. We're trying to see. And he like, now get under this. Woo! He like, now get up under this. You don't need to know. You don't need to see. You don't need to be a part of this. You need to be under this. Because when you up under this, I got you. Listen. He said, you will not fear the terror. He said, though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it'll never reach you. So why would I be consumed by something that will never reach me? I'm finna be happy and you know it and go throughout my day. You can plan, plot, and plan, employ. The devil can do whatever he does as the devil, which is really just a mind game. Right? But I'm finna get up under these feathers because he has told me 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 in my right hand, and it's not gonna reach you. Can I tell you something? Even if it feels like it's in your house, it's not. Put this in your notes. It was never meant to overtake me. I'm finna go. Bye. Can I shut it down now? Can you put this in your notes? Even if it looks like it's in your household, can you hear me? It was never meant to overtake me. Even if it lay in the bed with you, it was never meant to overtake me. Woo! Even if it called you mama, it was never meant to overtake me. Woo! Even if it called you daughter, it was never meant to overtake me. Woo! Even if it's in my box, y'all gonna make me act Baptist in a second. Even if it's in my body. See, you've been so focused on this, it's making you miss that. Woo! You've been so focused on this that it's making you miss that. Woo! You in the next and the now, the doors are open, but you've been so focused in this that it's making you miss that. Baby, even if it's in your workplace, it was never meant to overtake you. Ah! Even if you stare at it every day, even if it looks like anxiety and fear and worry, it was never meant to overtake you. He said, though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punish of the wicked. But because you have made the Lord my refuge. Ooh, my God, not the problem, not the circumstance, not the situation. Lord God, you are my refuge. Because you are the only thing that will bring me total supply. You are the only one that can meet every last one of my needs. Woo! My God. He said, because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no harm will come to me. I need to say this again because I feel it. It doesn't matter what it is. It was never meant to overtake you. It doesn't matter what it is. It was never meant to overtake you. Can I tell you something even deeper? Even if you think you caused it, he will never let it overtake you. Ah! Psalms 50 and 15. David asserts, Lord, I'll call to you and you will rescue me. I'm paraphrasing it. I'll call to you and you'll rescue me. And then it says, and the Lord says, I'll do this for my glory. Even if I started it, he will never let it overtake me. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no harm will come to you, no plague will come near your tent, for he will give his angels orders concerning you. For he, if you didn't know angels were real, if you didn't know ministering spirits were real, they're real. He said, because he will give you angels, for he will give his angels order concerning you to protect you in all your ways. Let him protect you. Can I tell you, sometimes protection looks like a weight. But I'm finna go. Sometimes protection looks like a weight. Sometimes protection looks like a pause. Sometimes protection looks just like a... The other day I was driving. And I was clearly at a light that was red. I was waiting my time. But one of my good friends years ago told me something his grandfather told him. He said, anytime that you are about to leave the light, he said, wait a minute, just pause. It doesn't mean that you don't have the green to go. Yeah, I'm finna go. It doesn't mean you don't have the green to go. He said, but just pause. He said, because occasionally there is a person that will run the red light. and put you in harm's way. So the other day I was at a red light and I decided to pause before I proceeded. I had to go. 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 But I simply paused before I proceeded. And I was so grateful I did, because there was a car that turned past me on the red light. Woo! So I let them get out my way. Woo! I wasn't in their way. They were trying to get in my way. I allowed them to get out my way. Woo! Come on. I paused before I proceeded, and then I let them get out my way because it didn't change my goal. Come on, mature us today, Holy Spirit. Mature us today, Holy Spirit. Bring us to the next level. Help us to know that every pause is not a delay. Woo! Help us to know the pause before proceeding can just mean protection. Woo! So I paused before I proceeded. Woo! And then they didn't get in my way. Then they didn't get in my way. My God. So it says, for he will give his angels concerning you to protect you in all your ways. Listen, they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot on a stone. Woo! There are angels divinely assigned to protect and to strengthen you. Woo! You won't even know all the things that you've been protected from until you get to eternity. You won't even know. You'll have no clue. You'll have no idea. You'll have no way of knowing. You won't even know what you've been protected from until you get to eternity. Woo! When Jesus was in the wilderness and he went through all the temptation, at the end of it, it says, then angels came and ministered to him. Woo! He said, they will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. This is David saying, this is God saying, because he has set his heart on me. Woo! Because he set his heart on me, not the problem. Not who's bothering me, because he has set his heart on me. I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation, because he is the God of total supply. That Psalms, David is supplied with protection. David is supplied with provision. David is supplied with supernatural strength. David is kept in the bosom of the Lord, perhaps in some of the worst situations. Why? Because he is the God of total supply. Can you say this with me again? That thing was never meant to overtake me. That thing was never meant to. I need you to put that on repeat. Because it's going to start giving you perspective about the situations you've been in, in which that thing never, come on, that thing was never. I'm going to do our confessions. We done for today. We don't need no more. We ate heavily today. That thing was never meant to overtake me. That thing was never meant to overtake me. God has everything I need. He's got protection. He's got provision. He's got strength. He's got good energy. God has everything I need. That thing was never, he never, ever, ever intended for it to overtake me. He never, ever was going to allow it to overtake me. Ooh! But probably, maybe, what I've been fixated on is not the source. Probably, maybe, the reason that I'm worn out is that I'm fixated on the problem. Because when I fixate on the source, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Because he has set his heart on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. That thing was never meant to overtake me. Can't win. Wasn't meant to win. I just need to fix it. I need to refix my focus. Babe, I need to refix my focus. Woo! I need to refix my focus. I need to refix. This just a shift today. Woo! I just need to refix my focus. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woo! That's spiritual. You ain't even know how spiritual that is. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woo! Come on. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woo! If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Woo! If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. Woo! If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. Woo! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray. Woo! Come on. Lord, I thank you. I heard you this morning too. I heard God say today. And I need you to understand so that this is how I'm going to help you be mature. Even when God says today, spiritually, things align first before we see them in the natural. So as I was in my bathroom getting ready, the Lord said to me today, he says, today I am opening doors and I am also closing unnecessary doors so that you will not be confused by the direction that you need to go in. You ain't going to have to worry about whether or not you're supposed to go that way. He's going to close the door. You don't have to worry about if it's something you're supposed to be in. He's going to close the door. That's what he told me today. He said, I'm opening up doors today and I'm closing unnecessary doors today. You ain't going to have to be confused about which way you're going because it has shifted in your favor and he knows what you need. And he's just going to open the door and he's going to close whatever door that is not supposed to be open. Woo! So that you will not be confused. So, Lord, I thank you for giving us your word today that has reminded us you are total perpetual supply, Philippians 4:19. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us your word today to remind us that as we dwell in you, it was never meant to overtake us. I want to run on that. Thank you. It was never meant to overtake us. So I know, Father God, whatever I've been through, whatever I experienced, whatever has happened in my life, that is working together for my good because I love you. Woo! And I'm setting my affection on you, Lord God. And whatever I've been fixated on other than you, woo, Lord God, I thank you. Today, I am changing my direction. I am choosing joy. I am choosing love. I am choosing peace. My God. While I wait on the things that are promised to me, Lord God, thank you right now that you strengthen me. Woo! Thank you that you have the angels minister to me. My God, Father, you said in your word, be anxious for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication. Make my requests known. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, lift me above it. Help me not to remember it. Woo! hide me from the effects of it. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies. Oh my God, you did not ask, you did not tell me to worry. You told me to focus on your righteousness and focus on the kingdom, and you would supply every need. So Father God, there's been areas and places in my life in which I've been worried. Woo! But it's not because I don't trust you. It's not because I don't believe you. It's just out of habit. So help me live above my habits. Help me go above my habits. Help me go above the things that I have held strongly to when I really just need to hold on to you. Thank you for being my perpetual supply. Woo! Thank you for meeting every need today. Thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done in my life. Woo! Overwhelm us with your goodness today, your grace and your mercy. Woo! Let it all abound towards us, liberally supply every need. Woo! According to your riches and glory, go even above and beyond our understanding. Help us to think new things and new thoughts and see ourselves and our situations differently. Oh my God. Thank you for reminding us today that it was never, ever meant to overtake us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me do the confessions. Y'all ready? Thank you. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things new. Woo! Come on. All things new. Put it in the comment. All things new. You're in a brand new day. Fresh grace. Fresh mercy. And if you don't know how to live new, ask him. Lord, show me how to live new. Lord, sometimes we just not getting what we need because we fail to ask you. Lord, show me how to live new. Ooh. Lord, show me how to live new. New in my thinking, new in my words, new in my speech. New. Show me how to live new. Show me how to live new. It says all things new. It says I'm completely made over. Ooh. My mindset is new. Ooh. My future is calling. Ooh. I ain't in my past no more because my future is calling. Oh my God. I may bend, but I won't break. Woo! I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. My God, the love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. I don't even need to overcome it. Christ already died for it. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight. I have clarity and wisdom for decision making. I'm bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. Woo! God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. Woo! God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I had my own personal thing today. I was like, man, I'm going to be addicted to love. I'm going to be just addicted to love. Like, that's how the whole kingdom was created. I'm just getting ready to be addicted to love. I'm just going to be a love addict. And whatever is in me will overflow onto others. Woo! I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding. Woo! In Jesus' name. My name is spoken in places that it needs to be. Woo! The Holy Spirit advocates for me. Can I tell you something? You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. You don't. All you got to do is say, Holy Spirit, go speak in the ears of those that are connected to my future. Go speak in the ears of those that are connected to my destiny. Go advocate for me. Woo! And can I tell you something? Because you'd be like, well, it just seems like this situation is resistant. Well, God says in Proverbs, I think it's 18 and 21. Or maybe Proverbs 21. He says, the heart of the king is in my hand, and I will turn it whatsoever way I wish. If it's a part of your future, I don't care how resistant it seems. The Lord will do the work there within to secure the thing. You ain't even got to work as hard as you've been working. Woo! You ain't got to even work as hard as you've been working. Says grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by my seat. Angels go do my bidding. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I am well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I am kind and gentle. I am meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. I live in the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing is broken. Lord, thank you that all grace abounds towards us today, that we have every earthly good and spiritual good that is due to us today. We will not worry. Woo! We will not worry. We will not worry. Worry, bye-bye. Come on, tell worry, bye-bye. Worry, bye-bye. I'm telling you bye-bye today. I'm telling you bye-bye. You don't get to be here. Anxiety, bye-bye. Fear, bye-bye. Woo! God, I thank you. You don't get a seat at the table no more. You got to go. Woo! You got to get up. You got to go. Because God is offering me something greater than you. Woo! So I'm not going to hold on to you when God is offering me something greater than you, which is total supply. I feel like a sugar rush. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness to the kingdom. Woo! We are kingdom citizens, and you are a good king. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to the kingdom. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. Hey. If the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry, lmjministries.org, Cash App, $LMJMINISTRY. Lord, I thank you for a double portion on every seed sown into this ministry. Woo! Flip it for their goodness. My God. Flip it for their goodness. Let everything they need abound to them today. Nothing lacking in their life, nothing broken and nothing missing. In Jesus' name, amen. I will see you guys back in the morning at 6 a.m. I love y'all. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.